The road to the future might not even be a road. So why not travel comfortably, confidently, and competently to meet every new mile with a can-do attitude? That's the aptitude of the EQE SUV by Mercedes-Benz. Contact your local Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Hi, thank you for joining us for an episode of Reimagining Diversity in Leadership, the podcast of the Woods Kavalova Group, celebrating 25 years as leading diversity, equity, and inclusion consulting firm. Here's what's happening in business today. Being a manager is hard work, and inclusive management adds complexity. In today's increasingly diverse workplaces, managers must be aware of creating an environment that fosters inclusivity, an atmosphere where all employees feel valued and respected. Still, this is easier said than done. Luckily, there are some practical steps that proactive managers can take to ensure everyone on their team feels seen and heard. In this episode, we'll explore how understanding workflow background information can help managers create a more positive workspace for all members. In addition, we'll go over best practices when it comes to fostering constructive conversations, as well as offer solutions for addressing any issues regarding workplace diversity and inclusion before they become more significant problems. Inclusion plays a critical role in fostering positive interactions and relationships in every aspect of our lives. Therefore, we must not only understand the different dimensions of inclusion, but also embrace them. At its core, inclusion involves creating an environment that recognizes and values diversity. Furthermore, it means treating everyone fairly and, most importantly, giving them a sense of belonging. However, understanding the various dimensions of inclusion can be a daunting task. It requires a pragmatic approach that acknowledges the unique perspectives and experiences of everyone involved. Ultimately, our goal should be to create a world where everyone feels valued and included, regardless of their background or identity. Fostering a culture of respect and openness is crucial for success in any organization. After all, a positive workplace culture can improve employee morale, increase productivity, and boost overall job satisfaction. However, creating such a culture doesn't happen overnight, nor does it happen by accident. It takes time, effort, and a deep understanding of your team's unique dynamics. A pragmatic leader must establish guidelines and expectations that encourage open communication, active listening, and empathy. Whether holding regular team-building exercises, checking in with employees one-on-one, or simply leading by example, it's up to you as a leader to create an environment where everyone feels valued and respected. Doing so will make your team more likely to collaborate, share ideas freely, and be more productive. In today's globalized world, emphasizing diversity and inclusion is more critical than ever before. Businesses that neglect this are failing to tap into a wider pool of talent and alienating potential customers, partners, and clients. To cultivate a truly diverse and inclusive workplace, organizations must implement robust policies that outline clear goals and strategies. These policies can foster a sense of belonging among employees from different backgrounds, reduce turnover, boost morale and productivity, and ultimately improve the bottom line. Moreover, with the right policies, organizations can build a reputation as tolerant and forward-thinking employer, positioning themselves for long-term success and growth.
We are a worldwide advisory firm that works with the most forward-thinking leaders to shape the future. In 39 countries, we help our clients achieve extraordinary results, dominate the competition, and pioneer new fields by working together as one team. Combined with our specialized, integrated knowledge, the ecosystem of digital pioneers we've built allows us to produce superior results in quality, time to market, and longevity. As a result, we provide organizations with the talent, expertise, and insight they need to meet today's pressing challenges in education, racial equity, social justice, economic growth, and environmental protection. We invite you to learn more at woodskavalovagroup.com. Thank you.
It's easy to fall into the trap of only half listening to those around us. But what happens when we take the time to listen actively and engage in meaningful conversation? Connection, understanding, growth. By promoting active listening practices and encouraging dialogue, we can foster a culture of communication that benefits everyone involved. It's not always easy, but we can genuinely learn to hear and be heard by being intentional with our words and actions. So let's put down our phones, push aside distractions, and commit to purposefully listening. The rewards are well worth the effort. Setting expectations for appropriate behavior is essential as we navigate our daily interactions. Conflicts can arise in the workplace or your personal life, and it's necessary to have resources readily available to resolve them. By clearly defining what is considered appropriate and what is not, we can create a safe and respectful environment for everyone involved. Additionally, providing access to resources such as conflict resolution training or mediation services can promote effective communication and minimize the risk of escalating conflicts. Finally, we can cultivate a culture of mutual respect and understanding by taking a practical approach to setting expectations and providing resources. Inclusive leadership is not a one-and-done event. It's an ongoing process that requires continuous learning, reflection, and implementation. As leaders, we must commit to cultural sensitivity and active listening to create an inclusive environment for our employees. This pragmatic approach ensures that every team member feels valued and respected, leading to a cohesive and productive workplace. It's not always easy, and we may make mistakes, but addressing them openly and learning from them is imperative. Making inclusive leadership a continued practice is what truly fosters positive change. Inclusivity in the workplace is an important topic that should not be ignored. Everyone should strive to create a safe and respectful space where people can feel like they can express themselves without fear of judgment or marginalization. Companies adopting an inclusive mindset will improve the overall dynamics of their organization, resulting in higher productivity, better problem-solving, and more innovative ideas. It's crucial to understand the different components of inclusion, from actively practicing respectful interactions to supporting diversity through policy implementation, so that you can foster a thriving culture in which everyone feels empowered and respected. Furthermore, managers who are proactive about creating an inclusive setting encourage open dialogue amongst employees and make sure that inappropriate behavior is addressed promptly. To fully embrace inclusion as a part of their organizational identity, employers must make it an ongoing process by continuously revisiting their strategies for making employees feel included and valued. Well, that's it. Thank you for listening to another episode of Reimagining Diversity in Leadership, brought to you by Woods Kavalova Group. I'm Wade Powell.